Now, this raises an interesting question, her point about adaptation to the group or what is perceived to be. I would put it, that which provides the food, you know, what you perceive to be the power that is determinative in your world. You know, we're creatures who want to live and survive and excel. And so we tend as babies to do this. That's why power has been so successful. It dominates the discourse. It sways all children to it, brings. It's like the Pied Piper. They control the song. And the more honorable songs get squelched. So this question is also implied or embedded in the notion, although, you know, this is not this way, these points I'm making here, we're going to be expanding on, because it's for time, for the consideration of time, I just wanted to put it out there and then unpack after we give our good three their due. We've been putting off concluding chapter 5, which is our conclusion of our reading of the book Anti-Systemic Movements. So this is a little dense, perhaps, but we'll be unpacking it. So Alice Miller's point here raises an interesting question, which is also in, comes up in the notion of the development of the productive forces, and returns us to that question we asked last week. How is it possible for us to think that power develops us as it uses us? And I think the way clear through all these issues compressed in this discussion is, again, to remember the authority of the earth as it is ever expressed in counter definition to the false authority of power. Or as Nikola Tesla puts it, quote, with the full development and a perfect system of wireless transmission of energy to any distance, man will be able to solve all the problems of material existence. Distance, which is the chief impediment to human progress, will be completely annihilated in thought, word, and action. Humanity will be united. Wars will be made impossible, and peace will reign supreme. Unquote from Nikola Tesla, which was quoted in Waking Up. The authority of the earth is present in the urge to grow our gifts in adventurous interrelationships with new lands and experiences, no less than in our communal traditions. And it's voiced in class societies and classless societies. And in fact, it's precisely the point of the totalitarian drive which came to exist in that era of de Tocqueville and Bentham. Precisely the point to silence this authority of the earth in order to compel our participation in the project of achieving and fixing in place permanently global power. It is under a global class system when our need to grow our gifts is utterly silenced. The issue is force and division. The choice before us in this transitional time is the open society and totalitarianism. Or, in Kropotkin's terms, the choice is between freedom and authority.